This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
I'll let you start. See how polite I feel today.
You are polite, John. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Weekend Nevada, live, local, and topical with me, Jay Biggs.
I'm John Potter. Hello. It is Weekend Nevada. I got to say right off, we're not going to be as hot as yesterday. Yesterday's high in Reno was 93.
Record highs.
Yeah. Man, I could not tell if I was sweating yesterday or if I was still dripping wet from the shower. It's today's high is 90, but I don't think you're going to notice a 3-degree difference.
Well, you know what? We're going to cool off in here because we got one heck of a show today.
Might heat up, my man.
Well, you never know. It could, but we'll see. We'll leave that to the imagination. We're going to have Colleen Westlake. She's going to be in here. She's running for Washoe County Trustee.
Yeah.
She's going to be our first guest this hour. Of course, Rick Canale, our real estate expert, is going to be hanging out with us as well from 9:30 on. And then we've got Stephen Ward coming in from the Yerington Chamber of Commerce. He's going to talk about Honor Flight, the fireworks that are going on down there, and a couple other cool businesses.
That's your town, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not, nothing's my town. And you know what I wanted to say?
I thought you were a Yerington boy.
You said the other day I was a god down there. You said that on the air, and I wanted to remind you and everyone else that there's only one god in the Smith & Mason Valley, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just saying.
That was a compliment.
Thank you, though. I do appreciate that. Anyway, all right, so who else we got on the show today, John?
Kirsten Graham, the Reno Bike Project, and I invited him because I think with the gas prices and, of course, summer, there's going to be an explosion of bike. Well, maybe not an explosion, but an increase in bikes. I mean, really, gas prices averaging over $6 a gallon right now. I can remember years ago, one of my random thoughts was, if the gas prices go over $5, there's going to be protests. There might even be a riot. And here they just went over $6 average and everybody's just accepting it.
I just told someone yesterday at work, in my other job, I said, you know what? When I used to drive through Mono County on 395, I would take a picture and send people, can you believe this is how gas is? And now the prices are over that right here in Reno, and it blows my mind. And I'm using 91 now in my new car.
I'm just shocked that people are like, oh, yeah, that's the way it goes. You're going to pay it.
Anyway, okay. We got PK O'Neill coming in as well, Nevada Assembly District number 40.
That covers all of Carson City and goes all the way west to Tahoe, so it's a big district, yeah.
Also, yeah, Lystra Pitts, Wasting Arrows, going to come in and talk to us about arrows, archery.
Bow and arrows are hot.
Yeah.
It's the Hunger Games that did it.
Absolutely. And then our very own good buddy, Tim Duvall. He's going to be here with us. He's going to talk about, yeah, that fella who got caught stealing his signs and all sorts of other good stuff. But, yeah, Tim Duvall, I'm so glad they caught that guy, put him on camera, put him on blast. So we're going to do it again today.
How is there a camera there?
We'll reveal the secret. Wait. Good magicians and politicians don't reveal the secrets. And then the biggest guest of them all, maybe. This is a maybe. I've heard rumblings. We might have our very own Jerry Evans on today, the owner of Evans Broadcast, the owner of KKFT. He might be stopping by later on here in the 9 o'clock hour. It's a maybe, so I can't confirm it yet, but I would like to hear from him.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Now all the local news and comment that we do every Saturday morning at 9 on 99.1 Talk, KKFT. There's new information on the brush fire that burned near West McCarran and I-80 yesterday. Firefighters say a downed power line set it off behind the closed 24-hour fitness on Sky Mountain Drive facing 80. A highway on-ramp there was closed, but has reopened. The blaze burned a total of five acres.
Isn't that what caused that fire over in West Reno before? Collin Ranch area?
Was that a brush fire?
That was the down power line, I thought, that hit some brush and
like
went down
I
through
said,
a valley.
I don't care how much it costs. Bury the power lines.
Yeah, I'm with that.
There was another fire at the Lockwood Dump. It began at around 2 yesterday, then started up again at about 5 after fire crews thought it was put out. The fire burned construction material in the demolition part of the landfill. It was finally put out after burning a quarter acre. Reno police arrested a man who had about 1,000 fentanyl pills yesterday. 23-year-old Darren Baca was charged with 12 drug trafficking and weapons charges. Investigators report they bought fentanyl powder and fraudulent pills from Baca. They arrested him near the UNR campus by Valley Road and recovered the pills, powder, and two guns. Donald Trump Jr. campaigned in Carson City on behalf of U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt yesterday. He told the crowd at Casino Fandango that his father respects Laxalt's loyalty in challenging the presidential election results in Nevada. Laxalt's facing a tough challenge from Army veteran Sam Brown in the primary race to take on Senator Cortez Masto, who's considered one of the vulnerable Democrats in the upcoming election. Laxalt told the crowd last night, quote, "We all know Nevada must be saved. We can't allow our state to become California. We can't allow the state to be captured by the left." Now, when I say vulnerable, that means if this race turns to Republican, that could change the total balance in the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C. Republicans might own it.
Terrible.
Could Nevada move to having open primaries by 2024? That's what the state Supreme Court is going to decide. A group called Nevada Voters First has been getting signatures on petitions supporting the change. They say they have over 140,000. Nevada's current... Yes?
That's a lot.
Yeah. Nevada's currently a closed primary state, meaning Republican and Democrats can only vote for candidates in their own party. With an open primary, independent voters would get to vote for candidates from either party in primaries. The top five candidates in each race would then go to the election ballot with an open primary. The state Supreme Court has to decide whether or not to put that question on this November's ballot, and it would have to pass twice before becoming law. As if they weren't, oh, this is going to tick you off, as if they weren't high enough already. Gas prices are going to jump even higher on July 1st from a fuel tax increase in Washoe County. Gas prices are at record highs already, with the Reno average now over $6. The average.
This is ridiculous, John. I mean, it's like they try to force you with lockdowns, and if you won't, you know, just say, okay, I'll do that, then they're just going to force you into it with the money thing, you know, like, hey, if you want to go out, it's going to cost you a lot. Either that or get an electric car.
Well, this RTC fuel tax goes up every year based on inflation and the producer price index. Right now it adds 42 cents to the price of gas, and come July 1st, it's going to add 44 cents a gallon. Voters approved this tax back in 2008.
What was this for?
It was one of the things on the ballot.
They wanted the spaghetti bowl to widen.
The RTC really pushed it to maintain the roads and such.
Right.
By the way, I got to mention that states like Colorado, Illinois, and Kentucky suspended their gas tax increases that were scheduled to start July 1st because of the pain at the pump. And other states did even better. Connecticut, New York, Maryland, and Georgia have lifted their gas taxes completely.
Good on them.
Yeah. Here, oh my gosh, the audacity.
We'll send you a stimulus gift card for $50.
Gas prices are so high. On Interstate 80, I passed Sammy Hagar going 55. A State Department of Education school board threat hotline. Yes, there's an education school threat hotline called Safe Voice, was the target of hoax calls, leading a Nevada honor student to be the target of several searches at Reno High. Lucas Gorlick sued school administrators, charging them with helping other students bully him. The hoax calls about Gorlick resulted in several searches of his backpack and truck. A tentative agreement has been reached in the federal lawsuit. The calls to the Safe Voice hotline were anonymous. The renovation at the old Hug High School on Sutro Street is experiencing money troubles. Work at the future Debbie Smith Technical Academy may be stopped because construction costs have soared by $35 million. You can blame inflation. Mm-hmm. The school district doesn't have that in their budget. The new school was set to open in 2024, might be 2025. Meanwhile, the new Hug High on McCarran at Sullivan Lane is still set to open in August.
That's a pretty cool looking facility over there.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Can't wait to tour that. A local airline is adding a new nonstop flight from the Reno Tahoe Airport, taking passengers nonstop to Idaho Falls, Idaho. AHA Airlines will start the flights with 50-seat jet planes August 11th. AHA, never heard of it, also has 9 destinations from Reno. You can fly now to Fresno, Palm Springs, and Ontario, California, Eugene, Medford, and Bend, Oregon, and Spokane, plus the Tri-Cities in Washington.
I saw they're doing like $30 fares in August and September.
I saw the $49 deal, yeah.
So it's something cheap.
But you know what? Southwest does this all the time, too. $49 fares. You can search every little destination.
Yeah,
where
I've never
is
found
this $49
yeah.
fare? It's a figment of their imagination.
Yeah. You know, there used to be a thing called the casino ticket. Now, I know for a fact Greyhound Bus Line does a thing called the casino ticket from San Francisco, where you can take it for $20. It's a round-trip ticket, but you have to take it from downtown at the central bus station only.
They still do that? The casino buses? Yeah, actually, they used to be free back in the day. And the riders would get fun books and everything because they were guaranteed to gamble.
Right.
All right, one more story. There's a new place to cool off starting today and just in time. The Bowers Mansion Pool in Washoe Valley opens at 11:30 today for the season. All summer till 5, there are upgrades, too. New splash pad, diving board, pavilions you can reserve, refreshments, and more shallow water space for the kids. The work was done thanks to a $1.5 million grant. Admission, by the way, $5 for adults, $4 for kids and seniors. Bowers Mansion is also open for tours on weekends, too.
Have you ever gone to the gravesite in behind the mansion? You can go up the back of the hill there?
No, you like those grave sites, don't
well,
you?
Yeah, our producer Craig likes them too. We'll talk about that another time. We've got Colleen Westlake, candidate for Washoe County School Board District B. She's our guest next, right here on Weekend Nevada with Jay Biggs and John Potter.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
Weekend Nevada says good morning, 922 on 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT. Our phone lines are going to open up right now because we have our first guest in. Keep in mind, 775-884-9910, the topic, the school board race. Jay?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, hey, John, we're also on 92.3 in the Smith & Mason Valley.
Yeah.
Give them a little bit of love. Hey, Colleen Westlake, candidate for Washoe County School Board District B. She is in here right now, live in studio with us. Colleen, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you. And I'd like to thank Jay, you, and John in 99.1 for having me.
Now, you're running for School Board District B. That covers parts of Sparks, Sun Valley.
Yes.
And also cover, we were just talking about the new Hug High School that's opening up. That district covers the new Hug High opening this fall. This is a race where if one of the three candidates gets over 50% of the primary vote, you instantly win the seat. You feeling that you got over 50%, Colleen?
I'm praying. I'm hoping. I'll tell you, running, it's definitely a marathon, and it'd be nice just to be able to move forward and start planning on what to do come January. But if I make it through with less than 50 plus one vote, then I'm all in for running for the general.
Is this your first race for off? You're another one? Another newbie?
Yes, I am a newbie.
Elections?
I'm telling you, John, people are getting passionate about what's going on in this country right now, because if you start taking a look at some of her topics, you know, I was talking with her off air earlier before the show started, and I mean, like, these things hit home. It's serious when you start thinking about how these things affect your children. I have kids in the Washoe County School District as well. So, you know, you start getting passionate. Am I wrong about this, Colleen?
That's very passionate, but you have to keep your objectivity. But definitely, you should be passionate about kids. If there's one thing to get passionate about, it's got to be about kids.
What was the thing that told you I have to run for the school board and do this?
So with the COVID shutdown, a lot of my friends that have older grandchildren were calling me and saying, you can't believe what so-and-so came home with, the packet of classroom material that they're supposed to complete while they're shut down. And I'm looking at this stuff saying, this can't be right. And so I started thinking, what can I do? What can I do to help my community and help children? And then my mentor, Bev Stensham, she was talking at a luncheon and she said, we need school board candidates. And it was like a giant light bulb went on. That's it.
You know, I can understand that completely. So let me ask you about this, because you've got proposed sex education curriculum on here as one of the big topics that you want to tackle. Tell us what exactly about that you want to change.
So I definitely believe in teaching factual information, and I do believe in sex ed for kids, but at an appropriate grade level. I think, you know, them learning body parts and learning health and cleanliness, and even, you know, young girls, fifth, sixth grade, learning about menstruation. I mean, I'm fine with that. But when they start sexualizing our kids, start politicizing our children, and if you go to the Washoe District website and then look under departments and then look under share and read what this proposed sex education is all about, it is almost pornographic for fourth and fifth graders. It is disgusting.
You know, it's crazy because it's like we were saying before we got on air today. You know, if you're 18, you can make the decision to do adult things, you know, and it just blows my mind that we've got these kids that are 5 years old for whatever reason that are able to say, yeah, I want to change my gender, or, you know, they're being, in my opinion, you're being coaxed. You shouldn't even know about that kind of stuff at that age.
They are definitely being indoctrinated. And if you would talk to the current school board or even to the committee that they formed to look at the agenda items for this proposed sex ed, they are all saying it's not about transgender, it's not about LGBTQ, but
it most definitely is,
and it is indoctrinating and coaching our kids. And if you ask me, it's almost grooming them to be susceptible to pedophilia and to be abused. It's just unbelievable.
Do you have kids in the schools?
I do not.
But
I have.
You've heard directly from other parents.
From other parents, and I will have okay. 7 grandkids in November. Mm-hmm. And if this kind of stuff is going on when they are school age, I will be staying homeschooling them.
You say that we spend a couple of $100 more than Florida, yet we're ranked 50th, and Florida is top five in education. Mm-hmm. It is hard to believe that so many people have apparently been okay with Nevada being at the bottom rankings for education for years.
Yes.
I mean, for decades.
This has been going on a long time. We actually were, and in some polls, you'll see that we're 47, 48. But for the most part, we are last. It really comes down to a lack of responsibility, a lack of credibility, and a lack of accountability. Everyone has their own personal agendas that they're trying to push. BLM, this sex education, which is basically a platform for transgenderism and LGBTQ, and politicizing our schools with social justice instead of teaching the basics. There is no credibility, no accountability, and no responsibility. All they care about is their personal agendas.
Emotional PC issues.
Yes, okay. Yes. They'll say they're not teaching. If you talk to any current school board member, they will flat out come out and say there is no critical race theory, CRT, in our curriculum. If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, and
sure
it quacks,
does.
It's a duck. It's all under social justice, equity, and diversity.
Well, I, for one, Colleen, it makes me sick what's going on. And I really, truly, you know, after talking to folks like you, just having a conversation, seeing what you believe, you know, I truly do hope that you get in there and you make some great changes, you know, for the school system, because this is our future. You know, these are the kids going forward that are going to make, you know, what our country is, our world, you know.
Exactly,
and so we've got to groom them correctly. And it starts, I'll tell you right now, even on top of the whole schooling thing, it starts at home with good parenting.
Absolutely.
You know,
why is the Washoe Education Association. Is that the union group? I think they work for the teachers, bargaining for them. Why do they endorse all the incumbents in this race?
Because they toe the party line. It is a union, and if you go under the CNE and look at donations for most of the current board members, it's pretty much all unions. It's a lot of out-of-town money and unions. And it's scary to think that there are political, and unions are very political organizations that are going to control this. And unfortunately, we are not going to have an educated workforce. Our kids will not be successful. Our community will start to slip.
You got to love that message. Colleen, we got to wrap up here for news at the bottom of the hour, but let me ask you just real quick, tell everyone where they can find your basically anything about you on the World Wide Web. Do you have social media? Do you have like a, you know, where can they go?
So my website is Westlake, then the number 4, schoolboard2022.com. I'm also on SaveWCSD.com. And my phone number is on all of my flyers and all of my signs. You can call me directly. I'm more than willing and very happy to talk to constituents and concerned parents.
Thank you, Colleen. And let's give a shout out to all the older people out there who graduated from high school without Google.
Anyways, we'll be right back here on Weekend Nevada.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
Cha-cha-cha. I am so glad that it's finally hot enough to complain about how hot it is.
You get to enjoy that nice backyard you have, John.
I'm John Potter.
It's Jay Biggs here, and welcome now to the real estate segment of Weekend Nevada with Rick Canale, realtor with REMAX Gold, who also, if you did not know, he guarantees 100% that he will sell your home for 100% of the asking price, or he'll pay the difference. Am I right or wrong here, Rick?
That's absolutely correct.
Nice. I love it. This guy's got confidence. You got to say that. But you know what? We were talking right before we went on air, and we've got some questions that are being Googled about the Reno real estate market, and
Reno,
we need to touch on these. Well, just real estate probably in general, but Reno, it hits home for sure because people want to know, and they want to save money, and they want to know where their money's going and whatnot. So let's talk about this, Rick.
Everybody wants to know what's going on in real estate because of what's going on in the economy and the rise of homes and everything. So I want to kind of talk about that. But before I do that, I just want to direct everybody to my website, which is rickhasbuyers.com. And there are resources for people, reports, information, for people who want to sell or buy homes. So just want you to know that there, and it's free, no obligation.
Nice.
I just like an educated public.
There we go. Okay, so let's talk about these 5 most Googled questions about the housing market. Is this Reno or just housing market in general?
This is housing market all throughout the nation.
Okay.
And these
okay.
same questions are, of course, being asked by people here in Reno, Carson Valley, Carson City, Smith Valley, everywhere.
Right.
Because they really want to know. And the top question is the housing market going to crash? Well, we have been talking about that a little bit, but that's always a big question because people don't understand what's happening in the market. And quite frankly, it's different, and it kind of seems like it's unhinged.
I have a lot of people that kind of compare what's going on right now with the housing to how it was in like 2007, 2008 with that crash, but I don't think
it's the same at all. That was a bloodbath.
Right.
Well, don't scare people. But there have been price cuts. Price cuts on homes jumped to 10.5%, according to Realtor.com, in May, compared to 6.2% last year. And 12.5% of homes for sale in Las Vegas had price reductions.
And we're going to talk about that today. So let's start with that number one question. Is it going to crash? You know, and you're right. It's not like it was back in 2005, 2008. What we have right now is a housing market where there's a ton of demand and very limited supply. You know, supply is basically 20% lower than it was last year. But there's still a very, very strong and high demand. So when you have more buyers than there are homes, the only thing that's going to happen is the price of homes go up and people start competing for homes. So that's why the housing market feels so unhinged right now. But it doesn't mean that the market's going to crash, because people still have plenty of equity in their homes, and the true value of the home is going to continue to go up so long as we have more people who want homes and there's not enough for sale.
Right. Well, I can understand that completely. So, I mean, but do you think we're going to see a crash? I just got to ask your honest personal opinion. Do you think we're going to see any sort of a crash?
No, and it's all based on the law of supply and demand, and I'm talking about our area specifically. Okay,
that makes sense.
And so when we see what's happening in our market now, and you know, people say, so Rick, it's not happening now. When is it going to crash? And that's actually the second question that people
how
ask.
How odd.
Yes, and you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but we can look at the indicators that are out there, and we can say, hey, look, there's still so few homes out there for sale, and there's still a lot of, you know, people wanting to buy, because that creates a very high, strong demand, and that means the value of homes continue to stay or continue to go up. And so the only thing that I can see in that we hear experts talking about is that if there's a big, huge investor, if people are going to buy homes just to turn around and sell them, that might have some effect, but not anytime soon.
Right. Okay. So basically, that leads to question number three. Like, why is the housing market so high right now?
Right. And the demand really is outpacing supply. So on the supply side, a reason that supply is so low, because we just haven't built enough homes in this country for everybody who wants them. Millennials, those people who were born between 1981 and 1994, well, they're one of the biggest generations now. They're moving out of their homes. They're starting their own households. And unfortunately, we just didn't build enough homes in the last decade. And so there's fewer homes than there even were back in 2010. And so, and this has been since 1960. So again, that demand is so high and really no supply.
Rick, Fortune magazine reports mortgage applications are declining and fewer listings are getting multiple orders. Is the housing market slowing down here in Northern Nevada?
Absolutely. A great question, John, and I appreciate that. You know, in a way, the housing market is kind of slowing down. We're seeing price reductions, but not because of what a lot of people think. So let me kind of talk about that a little bit. The way the housing market is slowing down is the price growth is not as high as it was back in 2022, and that's because mortgage rates are actually going up. And we know that the average mortgage rate is somewhere between 5.25 and 5.5, and it's predicted that they might go up to maybe 6, which actually, if you look over the time span of my lifetime, the average mortgage rates were 8%. And so 5.5% is still good. It's not like it was 2.5% or 3% that we saw beginning of the year.
Right.
But, you know, what that means is that as the mortgage rates go up, that makes borrowing for a home more expensive, and that causes that demand to cool down. But we haven't seen that demand cool down enough for prices to start slowing down, only because there's still so many people out there who want homes, and there's not enough homes.
Now, I got to ask you this, though, as far as the housing market slowing down, like we were just talking about earlier in a news story about how the old Hug High School, they're stopping renovations because of the prices. Are we seeing any decrease in the amount of housing going up because of the amount of pricing for, you know, materials for houses? Or is it just gung-ho, well, let's go, you know?
I mean, like, no, and that's a very good point. Housing market does slow down in building because, yeah, the costs of materials and labor is higher.
Right. You know, so I would suspect that houses are going to go up with the increase in the pricing of the materials, you know? So it's like, get in when you can.
Well, they traditionally drop a little bit, though, don't they, when the interest rates go up and there's less of a feeding frenzy for these homes?
Well, right now we're still in a seller's market. I mean, it's a very strong seller's market, okay? And so when we see the mortgage rates go up, we see that demand just slightly slow down because those who could qualify for a loan at 3% might not be able to qualify for a loan. And, of course, here in the Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Carson Valley area, more particularly Reno, the average or the median price is $615,000.
You know, there's a lot of attention paid to interest rates rising, but right now they're in line with their 20-year historical average. You know, instead of the rock-bottom all-time lows that people remember so well, we're at, what, 5.5% or something? So prices will adjust to those rates, I would imagine, but we'll see.
Well, they will, and that's why we're seeing some reductions, because as that happens and more homes come on the market and that competition continues, people who want to sell their home will adjust.
Now, let me ask you this, Rick. Like, so what, you know, I've said before, I'm a renter. So what's it going to take for the tides to turn here in at least northern Nevada for it to be a buyer's market instead of a seller's market? What has to happen?
I don't see that happening anytime soon, okay? And the reason being is that people are moving from California, different areas, to come here in Nevada.
Right.
And there's many, many reasons why.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have no...
Plethora of reasons.
Yes. And I love Nevada. And it's just one of the best places of living right now.
Yeah.
So people who are renting right now, I would say that there are certain things that you have to do to prepare yourself to buy a home. And so that means save your money.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have 20% down. We had Seamus Murphy here from Guild Mortgage talk about that a little bit.
Right.
There's many different programs out there in which you can qualify to get a loan. And the only thing that you're having to deal with is the competition out there.
Right.
So I would say if you are serious about wanting to rent a home, come talk to me or a trusted realtor and have them talk to you. Talk to a mortgage lender, have them talk to you, and start your path on preparation of purchasing that home.
That's smart.
You know,
that's smart.
Calling the housing market is hard. I gave up on it years ago. And since then, I just always bought what I fell in love with. The heck with the timing. Isn't that the top priority? You fall in love with a house, you gotta have it. And work it out to where you can get it. Timing, it's like the stock market. I don't think it makes that much of a difference, really.
Timing is probably one of the biggest misconceptions out there.
Yeah.
But people are doing that. I've heard stories where people are wanting to sell their homes now, rent, until the market goes down. And to me, that's a very, very big mistake, because if you sell your home now, you're out of the market, I call it, right? You don't have that home that continues to appreciate, and it won't go with the market. So stay in your home, and if you need to sell a home, we'll determine what's the most important path to take for you.
Well, definitely, Rick has helped out many satisfied clients buy and sell homes right here in our local market for the past 21 years. And as I said at the beginning of this segment here, Rick guarantees. He guarantees your home's going to be sold for 100% of that asking price, or he will pay the difference. And, of course, if you want to find out more information, you want to see all of his services, including things to consider when selling your house, free report offer, and the 44 ways to prepare your home to sell, free report as well, get over to rickhasbuyers.com. Is that right? That's the place to go?
That's right, absolutely. And thank you very much for that. And it's been a pleasure being here today.
Well, it's going to be an interesting 2 years, my man.
It will be, but it's going to be fun. We're going to make it fun, right?
We're going to make the journey together, though, Rick. You're going to be here with us each and every Saturday.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back right here on Weekend Nevada with John Potter and Jay Biggs.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
You're listening to Weekend Nevada, live, local, and topical. Our number, 775-884-9910. If you want to call in and talk about literally anything, or if you have a question for us right here today. We've had a couple good guests already this morning. We had Rick Connolly, who was just in here, our real estate expert, and, of course, Colleen Westlake running for Washoe County Trustee District, what was it, District 3? District 2. There we go.
No,
don't worry about it. Colleen Westlake, she is all over the station. I've been hearing her online.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So anyways, that being said, John... Let's talk about some things that you wanted to.
Well, I saw three interesting things this week. I saw a chameleon in my yard, so I assume it's not a very good one. and I saw an Amazon truck being carried on a flatbed truck, And I was thinking those porch pirates have really stepped up their game. Give them an inch and they take a yard. And guess what I got in the mail this week? A phone book. Did you get this, Reno Sparks? The new phone book is here. The new phone book is here. Okay, I'm somebody now.
I remember that from The Jerk.
This is the kind of spontaneous publicity. Your name in print that makes people. Anyway, did anybody else get this? I was amazed. I haven't seen a phone book in ages. It's the Reno Sparks Real Yellow Pages.
Well,
now, you know, they put this out for people over 65 who, you know, remember what this is. Because right now everybody uses the iPhone. But, yeah, at least it's good for killing spiders.
Yeah,
can't do that with
absolutely.
Your can't do that with your smartphone.
Well, you know what? I promised something a little bit earlier that I was going to look further into, and I have discovered the answer finally. And that was if our very own Jerry Evans is going to be coming on with us today. And he is live, actually, right now in our Carson City studio with us. Jerry, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, and I assume you can hear me.
Yeah, hey, Jerry.
Absolutely. All right. There he is, Jerry Evans.
What's on your mind today, my friend?
Well, you were just talking about a phone book, and there's another kind of an antique piece of material that comes out occasionally called I don't know if you remember this, it's called a newspaper. Not really a newspaper, per se, but that's another relic of the past, I think, eventually. Yeah, I got one of those phone books, too, and I'm glad it's the real one as opposed to the fake one that somebody else sends out. I don't know. So, listen, I wanted to jump in real quick because I don't have a clock in front of me. Craig, give me some hand signals. But one of the things that I wanted to, first of all, I wanted to congratulate and thank Colleen Westlake. We also have another candidate down in Douglas County, David Burns. One thing that I think everybody has noticed that listens to this radio station, other radio stations, and television is that this Republicans, or in a lot of cases, what a lot of people call rhinos, Republican in name only, are now all of a sudden everybody's conservative, a true conservative, a whatever conservative. And I kind of draw an analogy to, you know, not all Muslims are terrorists, but most terrorists are Muslims. Not all D's are like Republicans, but a lot of Republicans are like Democrats. But so many people, and I knew this was coming when you heard Paul Ryan call himself, that's a former Speaker of the House, pre-Kevin McCarthy, post-John Boehner, called himself a conservative. And you've got people like P.K. O'Neill running as a conservative who voted for the largest tax increase. It sounds trite when you say it because it was the largest tax increase in the history of the state. But now everybody that runs as a Republican is a so-called conservative, but they aren't.
You're right.
Plain and simple.
You see Republican and conservative all the time. Why isn't anybody mentioning that they're a liberal or a Democrat?
I'm a liberal Republican.
Totally absent.
Yeah. Hey, we only got about a minute, but one of the things I wanted to do is to suggest you guys maybe get the winners of these primaries on next week. And then at some point down the road here, we're going to cover this third rail of politics, of which a lot of Republicans that I heard debate and at some of these town hall meetings are completely ignorant on, and that's feral horses. And what they're doing to the environment.
They're
destroying the environment. And I'll come back sometime and talk about that. But a lot of Republicans are ignorant on that as well.
Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right there from him. That is the owner of Evans Broadcast, Jerry Evans himself, and also a great patriot. Thank you, Jerry, for coming on. I want to have you on again to talk more about basically our message here at KKFT and what we're trying to do with this radio station. So thank you so
much
for coming
money.
On. We have got, well, no.
Ask for handouts?
never. We're not going to do that.